Sure. Yeah, Chuck?
Yes, the replacement plan basically continues the district practice that used to be approximately 50% of buses or bus service was provided by the district and 50% by private contractor. This still maintains whatever ratio that we have at present?
Yeah, right now the plan is geared to replace the existing 1,315 buses that we have in the inventory. So if we do that, yes, sure, we're maintaining that inventory the same. The ratio has been shifting because since we don't have any money to add equipment, as the special ed program grew in past years, we had to add more contract buses because we did not have the money to buy more lift buses. So it has shifted a little bit. It's like 55% contract, 45% district. Now, in terms of what's going to happen in the future, that's why I say we can adjust the plan as things progress. But right now the intent is to replace the existing fleet that we have now, which will maintain a 55-50% ratio as things progress.
And the second question deals on page 15 of your PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
Deals with the bus replacement criteria.
Right.
Where does that come from? Is it based on some national standard, manufacturer's standards? Where do we get this information?
This was developed by our fleet maintenance staff. It comes from our manufacturer estimated life of an engine and the chassis for the particular type of vehicle.
Are there any national or other best practices standards that were considered?
We can look into that. I believe we strictly use the manufactured recommended life cycles for the vehicles that we have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
David, hold on.